Obviously, it didn't work out with the mom. That's how first love works, you know? That's why they call it first love, you know? Because if it ever panned out, they would just call it love. That's science, man. Why doesn't first love ever last? I don't know. Why didn't your first slice of pizza last? Because it was good, you didn't know how to handle it, you devoured it, and you were just after more. That's what happened with me, you know? Maybe you want to try different kinds, like pepperoni or olive or Puerto Rican. You're after it, you know? That's first love, man. I don't even think love's real, you know? Not the way, like, Hollywood sells it to you. You know, love's not all wine picnics and finger banging. Because now love's more like a job. Like, you got to remember to take the chicken out of the freezer for dinner or you get yelled at. That's love. You know, love is different than that. Love is more like an agreement between two people where you decide that you're going to share each other's problems, and then whoever lives longer gets to fuck a black dude. Just like God intended, sir. Yeah, if you're doing love right, it feels like you got a cool roommate who will sometimes blow you after an episode of Monk. That's what it feels like to me, you know. I don't know. I think you should just find the coolest person you could find, you know. Here's the thing. I never understood why gay marriage was such a big deal, you know. Like, why is it illegal to marry somebody of the same sex, but it's totally cool to fuck a flashlight, you know? Like, how is that a thing, right? Love, man. That's all you do. You find the best person you can find. You share the Netflix bill, and then only one of you has to die alone. How is there anything wrong with that?